Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something big. Today we're tackling a topic. I know you're curious about the whole mind and consciousness thing, and we're using this article from spiritualitysource.com as our guide, which I gotta say takes a pretty unique approach.
Definitely unique. It's like they said, let's blend science and spirituality and dove right into those big questions.
Yeah, right off the bat, they start talking about the vastness of the mind. Like imagine trying to scoop up the ocean with a teaspoon. That's what they're saying. It's like trying to grasp the full scope of your own mind.
Perfect analogy. And then they hit you with this quote, "Nothing except creation itself is as unbounded and infinite as the mind." Talk about wow moment.
Right. Makes you think about human potential, that's for sure. But okay, before we get too far out there, the article brings up this classic question, the mind-body connection. Separate or intertwined? What do you think?
The age-old debate. And what I like is they actually look at it from both sides, the scientific and the spiritual.
Okay, so let's start with the science. The brain is like a computer, right?
Exactly. The brains, the hardware, thoughts and emotions, all that jazz, it's like the software running on it.
Makes sense. But then the article asks, if it's just neurons firing, can that really explain the feeling of love? Or looking at the stars and feeling awe? Or even having a new idea? It's like, can science really capture that magic?
It's a good question, and honestly, it's where science alone kind of hits a wall. And that's where the article takes this turn, saying maybe there's more to the picture. Maybe we need perspectives beyond just the scientific. And that's where Edgar Cayce comes in.
Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. I gotta admit, I was surprised to see his name pop up here, but it makes sense. Definitely not your typical mind-body expert, right?
Right.
For those who don't know, Cayce was this psychic, a healer back in the 20th century, famous for going into these trances and giving these readings.
And this is where it gets wild. Cayce believed our minds actually exist in the fourth dimension. And before we all go, whoa, interdimensional travel, what he meant was our minds operate on a level beyond what we typically perceive with our five senses.
Okay, so it's like our minds can tap into this realm of pure thought, like patterns and ideas that we don't see or touch in the physical world.
Exactly. And the article even quotes him, "The mind exists in a fourth dimension. It is the world of patterns we usually call ideas." Makes you wonder, if we're always connected to this fourth dimension, this source of creativity, what could we achieve if we could just tap into it more often?
Right. And it links back to that idea of the mind's vastness. Maybe Cayce's view explains how something intangible like thoughts can have such a huge impact.
It's a cool connection. We underestimate the power of our minds all the time. And Cayce's ideas, they really challenge us to rethink those limits. What I find even more interesting is that the article doesn't just stop at the mind. It goes deeper into consciousness itself.
And it makes a distinction, right? That consciousness isn't exactly the same as mind. It's more like the awareness that lets us experience our thoughts, our feelings, the world around us.
Exactly. It's like consciousness is the stage, and all those thoughts and feelings our mind cooks up, they're the actors on that stage. So then the question becomes, what is consciousness? Where does it come from? And maybe even weirder, is it just us humans who have it? Or do other living things experience consciousness too?
Whoa, those are some big questions. The article doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but it does make a point that because consciousness is so subjective, it's tough to study scientifically. Can't really put it under a microscope.
Right. Imagine trying to study a dream. You can look at the images and stuff, but actually capturing the feeling of it, that's a whole other thing.
Which reminds me, the article talks about altered states of consciousness, things like dreaming or sleep. Maybe as weird as they are, those experiences can teach us something about consciousness in general.
Now things are getting interesting. Because if we could unlock the secrets of those altered states, who knows what kind of potential we might find. It's funny, when we talk about like untapped potential, connecting to other dimensions and all that, it's easy to get, you know, kind of lost in the clouds. But what I like about this article is they bring it down to earth. They talk about actual practices people have used forever to explore these deeper levels of awareness.
You mean like meditation, dream work, that kind of thing? Oh, no. It's almost like these practices were always whispering to us from that fourth dimension, even before we had a name for it.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, science is finally catching up to what these ancient traditions have known all along. We're seeing studies on the brain, how meditation actually changes it physically.
Wild, right? This tool is inside us, our own minds, and we're just figuring out how to use it. Speaking of dream work, I always found that one fascinating. It's like dreams have so much creativity, so much insight, but then poof, gone when you wake up.
Which is where keeping a dream journal comes in, something this article touches on. If we can just remember those dreams, analyze them, the symbols, it's like getting a peek into our subconscious, right? Who knows what we'd find there?
Like a whole language we forgot how to speak. But with some practice, we could start understanding the messages again.
And you know, it's not just about analyzing what's in the dreams either. They even mention lucid dreaming. That's where you know you're dreaming while it's happening.
Yo, next level stuff. Like, you become the director of your own dream. But seriously, being aware, present, that seems to be a big theme here.
Absolutely. And it loops back to mind versus consciousness. Our minds might be able to reach this fourth dimension, all those ideas, but it's consciousness, our awareness right now, that lets us use that.
So having these abilities isn't enough. We have to learn how to tap into them on purpose, bring them into our everyday life.
Exactly. And that's where meditation, being mindful, it's so important. Not about emptying your mind or spacing out, but training your attention, being present, more conscious, all the time.
And maybe, just maybe, by doing that, being present, we become open to those insights, those creative breakthroughs the article was talking about. Instead of them floating around, we're there to catch them.
Love that. Tuning our inner radio to the right frequency, suddenly we hear the music.
And maybe it was always playing, we just weren't listening closely enough. What if the answers we want are already in us, just waiting for the right moment, that awareness, to come out?
Powerful stuff. It gets at why we love this topic, right? There's more to the mind than we see. We might not have all the answers yet.
Because let's be real, who does? Especially with mind and consciousness, it's a mystery.
Exactly. But this article, it makes you want to explore more, to experiment, see what's possible. And isn't that what a good deep dive is all about?
Totally. Expanding our minds, opening up to new ideas. And on that note, we're going to keep going, dive even deeper into how you can apply all this to your life after a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Isn't it funny how we're always looking for answers, those big aha moments? But maybe, just maybe, those insights are already closer than we think.
It's true. We've been talking about all this wisdom and potential we have inside us, just waiting to be tapped into.
Right. What if it's less about adding something new and more about remembering something we forgot? Like something ancient traditions knew, but we've kind of lost touch with in our busy modern world.
Profound, yeah. We have this incredible gift to think, feel, imagine, connect to something bigger. But somewhere along the way, we got caught up in the day-to-day and maybe forgot how powerful our minds really are.
Lost the instruction manual to this high-tech gadget we were given. But hey, we can find those instructions again. And there's something in the article, kind of subtle, that I find so interesting. Maybe there's a link between this fourth dimension, all that potential, and things like intuition. You know, those gut feelings we often ignore.
Yeah, that is fascinating. We think of intuition as this mystical thing, can't explain it. But what if it's our minds tapping into that deep well of knowledge? Those patterns, those possibilities Case talked about, like those intuitive hits are glimpses into the fourth dimension trying to guide us.
Our wisest self whispering to us, trying to be heard over all the noise of life. And maybe if we could quiet the noise, tune in, we'd make wiser choices, handle challenges better.
It's bigger than just making decisions though, right? What if tapping into this also lets us connect with people more deeply, more empathy, more compassion, like a sense of connection that goes beyond our differences?
Now, wouldn't that be something? A world where it's not just logic and reason, but also heart, deep understanding, connection with ourselves and everyone.
A world we all want deep down, I think. Might sound idealistic, but this article reminds us the seeds for that world are already within us, in the potential of our own minds.
And maybe by exploring these ideas, trying these practices, being open to the possibility, we can help those seeds grow into something amazing.
Exactly. And it starts with each of us. One thought, one moment of awareness, one step outside our comfort zone and into the unknown parts of ourselves.
Quite a journey, but with incredible rewards. Maybe it even leads us back to ourselves, you know, understanding who we are, what we can achieve.
So as we wrap this up, I'll leave you with this. What if the most incredible adventure is the one inward, exploring your own mind and consciousness?
A journey we can all take, no matter who we are or what we believe. So to everyone listening, approach this with curiosity and open mind. Be brave. Who knows? The things you discover might just change your life. Keep exploring, everyone.